Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. It's Supernatural Friday, our favorite podcast of the week. We're so glad you're with us. Today we hear from a Messianic rabbi who died and had an experience in the second heavens. And we want to talk about what the second heavens is about and how the Lord has given us authority over the prince of the air. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
Well, blessings to you. Today it's Shabbat Shalom. It's our Friday supernatural podcast. We try to find supernatural stories from the body of Messiah and let you get a revelation of how the Lord moves in that supernatural realm. Really, it's natural for Him. It's just supernatural for us. And as Sid Roth always says, we should be naturally walking supernatural. I love that term. He coined it. It's very profound. I agree with it 100%. And today we are going to share a story from a Messianic rabbi who had a death experience, actually died, and was taken to the spirit realm. I think he went both to heaven and hell. But today he shares a story or part of his experience when he was taken into the second heavens and how we need to understand how that realm works and how it can affect us and how we should respond to it. I think it's kind of a mystery to many, as it probably should be, because it has to be something that is revealed. It's not something that you would understand in yourself. We just need to understand this one thing, and I'll get into some more scripture after I let you hear the testimony. But in this Ephesians, the second chapter, he says, all you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly, everybody say formerly, I heard you, walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Now, we are not, nor should we be numbered among the children or the sons of disobedience. So remember that when you're worried about, oh, is it demonic coming against me, in me, whatever. If you're not a son of disobedience, and that's pretty well described in Scripture, somebody's denying Christ and not walking in the ways. It doesn't talk about being perfect, but it's one of these things that you got to understand. If you're following Christ and you believed in Him, you're not a son of disobedience. You may be disobedient in certain things, but you're not a son. In other words, you're not a byproduct of the one who birthed disobedience, was Satan himself, the prince of the air. So listen to his testimony, and then we're going to build on that and give you insight on how to deal with that realm. Here we go. Listen to this.
Shalom. This is Rabbi Felix, coming to you to share a little bit more of the journey and the adventure that I experienced when I medically died and my spirit left my body and went into the heavenlies, where I experienced the throne and all the glories of heaven. But something else occurred in that period of time that I'd like to say, when the envelope was still open. It could be explained as living in an eggshell with a little hole peeking through with light coming in from the other side. That there was a place that the Lord took me to during that time, not only to heaven, but took me into the dark realm over the second heaven, that I can peer into hell itself, into the dark realm. And I want to speak to you a little bit about that, because the lesson that I was taught transformed my life, exactly turned things over on its head in terms of what I have always been taught. Maybe as a Jewish person coming to speak about the supernatural may seem odd, But it is thoroughly natural to be supernatural as a Jew. We were a people that were set aside for the supernatural, to believe in the things of miracles, etc. And so this should not be unfamiliar to us or to you who are listening if you're Jewish. It should whet your appetites. It should cause a hunger and a stir. Well, the Lord took me in this period of time, as the Lord took my spirit out of my body. My physical body was dead on the couch as I was in the spiritual realms. And that's what happens when someone dies. Your spirit leaves your body and it goes into the spiritual eternity, the spiritual realms, as we call them. And the Lord took me to a place over the second heaven where demons were. And as I stood over the second heaven, and this is the context, I want to establish the context of this time period of what happened when I died, not just going to heaven, but also experiencing what demons were like and what hell is like and the horror of it. But also the lesson is the power and the authority in the blood of Yeshua, who is the ultimate one who gave his blood as a sacrifice for us. But let me bring you back. So I'm standing over the second heaven. And as I'm standing there looking down, and demons down are, I saw demons in this place. And I will say to you that they were horrible looking. I realized that demons who are fallen angels, once they fall, they go into a continuous, progressive state of decay. They're horrid looking, as opposed to the people of God. We go from glory to glory and from beauty to beauty, and we come into the fullness of the beauty of what God has created us for. It's the complete opposite for demons that and fallen angels. And so these demons, in particularly one, and there were actually two, try to reach up out of that catacomb, as I call it, to try and grab a hold of my ankles. But it couldn't. It tried with all its might. It had made constant attempts to try and reach up and grab a hold of my ankles. As I looked at this demon, he looked pitiful because he had no power to touch me. And the reason he did not have the power to touch me, the Lord showed me, is the blood of Yeshua. The blood border, that I was covered in the blood of Yeshua in the spiritual realms. And it's something they cannot touch. It's something that they fear. It's something that gives us, when we come to the Lord and we are covered in the blood, that we walk in complete authority and power, and the devil cannot touch us. We are off limits to every demonic principality. Now that changed my former theology. That changed how I see things. Because in the believing community, in the faith community, and as long as I've known Yeshua, we tend to give cause and effect to the devil in everything, or demons. And I've come to the conclusion, based upon what I was shown, what the Lord taught me, and what the Word says, that we sadly have made soul problems in the church into devil problems. And because we work the devil works us. And we don't realize that the things that people say the devil does, he cannot do. I want to say to you, beloved, my friends, I want to tell you that the devil cannot do the things that people tell you he's doing. The devil has no power to do the things, to take authority over your life. I don't believe that you can be demon possessed if you are a believer in Yeshua. I don't believe that you can be oppressed. I don't believe that you are subject and vulnerable to assignments by demonic principalities. No, the blood of Yeshua covers you in all authority and puts you off limits from the devil. And that's what I want to say to you, that there is a life that we have to find again in the excitement and in the authority of the power of the blood that comes through the faith in Yeshua.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that. That's very important insight to the second heaven realm. And what this rabbi shared is very consistent, one, with Scripture, but also very consistent with others who've had a similar experience. And this we have to understand, because the Word tells us not to be ignorant of the enemy's schemes, of the devil's schemes. Remember this, there's a plan for your life from the Lord, Psalms 139:16. But don't forget that everything Satan and the hordes of hell operate in, they would have learned from being in the presence of God. Since he was slain before the foundation of the earth, there's no doubt that Lucifer and his angels would have information or knowledge. And plus, they've heard it taught. They've seen the scriptures. So they know this realm. And the biggest thing that they can do, or the greatest way that they can deceive us, is to literally hide the facts from us about what the Lord has done and said for us. That's where the curse of the garden came, because he lied to Eve and she believed it. Partial truth, partial lie. The deception, if the enemy can deceive us all into not believing who we are and where we are seated in the spirit, we will be subject to the things of the demonic. I think the greatest point of his testimony was this, was the fact that in the midst of all this, we blame our Satan for most of our soulish issues, our issues. It's so easy to blame somebody else, and why not go ahead and blame Satan when many times, if not most of the time, it's our heart issues we need to deal with. So what we do is we point a finger and we say, oh, it's because this person did this to me, or this event caused this in my life, and we got to rebuke Satan. We got to understand that Satan's only authority comes from what we give him. He does not have authority. He's given us authority over everything because Jesus promised that. He said he'd been given authority, and when he died, he imparted it to us after the resurrection. In that passage, about the prince of the power of the air, there in Ephesians 2, it goes on to say, and among them you two were all formerly lived. We all lived this way, in the lust of the flesh, indulging in desires of the flesh and in the mind, and by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. So he describes what it means to be a son of disobedience. Lustful ideas of the flesh, indulging in desires of the flesh and in of the mind, your mind thoughts. And so here we are, you know, this is according to the prince of the power of the air. In other words, he'd be the father of that, which he would be, because he is the father of lies. That's what the scripture says, right? The scripture says that when Jesus describes the Pharisees that way. And he says, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us where? With him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Remember this, we're seated with him. He's the head, we're the body. Wherever the head goes, the body goes. And there's the deception. Oh, Christ is high and lifted up. He's in a place that we can understand why he lived perfectly, died, he's resurrected. Okay, we get that. But don't forget this, the Lord does not detach himself from his body. That's you and I. So we are seated. Now catch this revelation today, that you're seated with him there, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in the kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that one may boast. For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that you would walk in them. So God, when he wrote your destiny, he also wrote the promise that you would do good works in him. He's got them prepared for you. You just got to show up sometimes, guys. You've got to just be obedient and watch it. Don't be a son of disobedience by not obeying. And as you obey, you're going to walk in those good works. The prince of the power of air is nothing compared to those who are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Let's take our realm of authority. Let me pray for you today. Father, for all those that are listening to this special podcast today, and we heard this testimony, Lord, these enemies that try to deceive us, these powers of darkness, they're powers, yes, but they do not have authority. You alone are our authority. Lord, I pray for everybody listening today that they would recognize that truth and walk in it, that they have the ultimate authority living within them. I speak life over them today, Lord. I speak life over you today as you listen, that you would walk in that authority and take away what the enemy has stolen from you and get back every promise that God has given us. Well, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. We love you all. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening to our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Each and every Friday, we do a supernatural story, just like you heard, to encourage you, build you up, that we serve a supernatural God and that we should be walking naturally supernatural, as Sid Roth always says. That's my heart's cry. And if you love the supernatural, please go and follow our ministry at our website, ChristianCentersShreveport.com, our app, on all our platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble. We love you guys and look forward to talking to you again next week as the Lord gives us revelation. All right, have a good weekend.